people that are gifted in so many ways, gifted in preaching and teaching, gifted in leadership. And this morning, I am very honored that we have one of our own young ladies in the house that's going to break the word of God to us this morning. And not only is she skilled and she's gifted, but she's also one who lives out that which she believes and teaches and preaches. So could you welcome Kelly Palmer this morning? Would you stand and welcome her this morning?
Thank you, Harold. Thank you.
Love you.
Love you too. Jonathan, would you mind moving this forward just a little bit? Thank you. In first service, he said something about, we know the good and the bad, because I've worked with her for a long time. I'm like, what is this bad? I mean, you know? But it's true. He knows. He knows a lot of it. So, happy Mother's Day. It's going to be a good day, and not just because the sun is shining. God is doing something. He did something in first service, and I just see the thread moving, even through this service. Neither my dad, I think most of you probably, that was my dad that's the worship leader up there, nor Harold knew what I was going to share this morning, but it was just, the Holy Spirit did, you know? So he just wove that thread, and I just believe that he's going to do some powerful things this morning. When I was getting ready, I was putting on my necklace this morning, and it fell. I'm like, okay. So I put it back on, and it fell again. And I'm like, okay, you know, some necklaces, they're a little funny, but this one's not like that. And I'm like, great, am I going to be up there speaking? And my necklace is going to fall off. But God spoke to me then. And he said, Kelly, your necklace falling is symbolic of the chains that I'm going to break this morning. Yes. So I just want to pray that over you this morning, over all of us. Father, we thank you for what you're doing, God. We choose to partner with you. And we say, Lord, break off the chains, Father. Fear, you have no place. Hope, arise in the name of Jesus. We declare you are a God of miracles, and you have a word today for your people. You're going to bring freedom to the captives, Father God. We just thank you for what you're doing, Lord. We just rejoice in you, Father. We love you, God. Amen. Amen. So I'm not the most obvious choice to speak today, but I just believe God is going to do something powerful. He's going to do something, you know, unbelievable this morning. And I've not been privileged to have my own children, but my arms are full. I'm still so blessed. Now, some of you sometimes come to the first service, and I know some of you are second service people, but my family normally sits in the second row right here. And we're the ones that are a little louder than necessary sometimes, you know. We've got the kids in here. They get a little rambunctious. Sarah, my sister right here, she's super loud. You can't tell right now. She's being good, but just trust me. I'm always like, oh, my goodness, Sarah. It's not true. It's not true. But she's a good girl. She's like, I'm so glad I stayed. I'm so glad I stayed. If I could describe my family, it would be a lot like my big, fat Greek wedding. You know, but mine is the Windex fascination. We're okay without that. But it is loud when we're together. It's opinionated. And they're very involved. They're very involved. And honestly, you know, we're not perfect. We have our stuff. I worked through some stuff yesterday. You know, but God has blessed us. And I'm so thankful for the family that he has given me. And it wouldn't be the same without my mom there, you know. And I know that this day, that Mother's Day brings up a lot of emotions, you know, for the women who are longing to be mothers, to those who have lost their own mother. You know, it's both a day filled with happy and sad, and then you've got the mothers that are in the midst of it. You know, they're doing that mothering thing, you know, doing the best they can, saying, God, help me with these children you've given me. You know, and I don't think it's any surprise that there are thousands of blogs, you know, books, all these things saying how to be a good parent, because everyone wants to know, you know, how to do quick, fast, and easy meals, you know, how to organize your house, how to clean your house in 15 minutes a day. I mean, we all want to know, right? And mothers especially, because mothering isn't easy, but it's so important. It's so important. I was reflecting on some of the stuff with my own mom, and I am blessed. She's a good mom, and She's not here right now, but she's an incredible woman, and she chose to homeschool me and my siblings back when it wasn't done. You know, that wasn't the thing then. But she just chose, she and my father, to do that. And this isn't in my notes, but I shared it first service, and I'm going to share it again because it makes me laugh, because my mom really is incredible. And when I was graduating, all the parents were up there, and they're like, my kid's amazing, they're just the best, you know, and all these lovely things. And then I got up there, and my dad's like, you know, I love Kelly, and I'm just praying she'll be more like her mother one day. And it's funny, you know, because I knew what he meant. My mom's so sweet and kind, and it made me laugh. And I'm like, yeah, I want to be more like her too, you know. And I remember when I was just a young girl, I was probably 8 or 9, and I found some matches. And I snuck into my parents' bedroom, and I was wondering if I could light these matches. And it turns out I could. And I did it over their bed. And I put a large hole in their bedspread. You know, it was just, there's no hiding it. And I was like, my parents are going to kill me. You know, I am in so much trouble. And we were taught to be obedient, you know. They weren't harsh taskmasters, but we knew don't disobey, and probably don't start a fire in the house. You know what I mean? Things like this. And if there are any children in here, don't do that. Don't play with that. A lot of people could have been hurt. I could have burned the house down. But I remember my mom's response was totally unexpected to me. She's done that a few times in my life. And she just said, you know, it's dangerous. Don't play with fire. And that was it. She didn't punish me. And she knew my heart, you know. She knew I wasn't going to go back and keep, you know, doing that. And she knew I was penitent. And she just patched it up, and off we went. And I was like, man, even then I was just struck. I was like, she's smart. You know, she knows. She knows I'm not going to do it again. And I'm just like, wow, she's incredible. And mothers are amazing. They really are. And I saw this video this week when I was preparing, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to show that because it's really cool. David, thank you.
Incredible survival story. A mother and daughter rescued after being stranded in a New Zealand forest for 4 days. The daughter was on the brink of death, but thanks to this sign, help came just in time. ABC TJ Holmes here with the story. Good morning, TJ.
Hey there, George. It sounds simple and sweet enough. A mother and daughter walk through the park. But this park is about half the size of Rhode Island. And don't think trees and trails. Think thick brush and jungle. You make a left instead of a right, and you got a problem. Now, this could have been the story of a tragedy. Instead, it's the story of a mom once again doing her superwoman thing.
After 4 days of searching for 22-year-old Rachel Lloyd and her mother, Carolyn, rescuers discovered a glimmer of hope. A sign for help made of sticks and stones.
So we were there at the mercy of everybody hoping someone would rescue us.
The two women set off for a day-long hike, which turned into a 4-day fight for survival.
It got very, very, very steep. It was totally through jungle, and then the blue markers completely stopped.
They rationed their 1 day's worth of peanuts and crackers and huddled to stay warm at night.
My mom wished she would take off my shoes and my socks, and she would try to rub up my legs and blow on my feet, and I couldn't feel anything.
But just when things seemed like they couldn't get any worse, Rachel fell into a pond. She lost her sight and feeling in her leg.
At this point, we kind of knew I was failing health, and yeah. I was on the verge of dying. We were even discussing kind of going through my dying wishes, which I'm sure was not easy for her.
He was really terrible. We didn't sleep that night because we were so cold.
Carolyn carried her daughter on her back through the jungle, and then a desperate attempt. She took some sticks and stones and wrote out, help. A helicopter spotted that plea for help Saturday, and just beyond it, mom and daughter waving their arms.
We've never been so happy to see a human being in our life.
They told me I had hypothermia, and in a couple more hours, and I probably wouldn't have made it. I'm feeling a lot better than I was 5 days ago, that's for sure.
Okay, you saw the picture there. The young lady, the youngest one, is laid up in the hospital. Mom was never admitted. She was fine. This is amazing, the story of a super mom. And dad is in North Carolina. He was planning to go down.
Okay.
Mom said, you know what? We're good. Don't even worry about
That's pretty incredible. I mean, she took off her shoes, she massaged her feet, and then she carried her on her back. I mean, that's pretty incredible. That's almost like, I mean, that's something from the Lord. That's supernatural, you know? Now, my own mom, she's 5 feet tall. And I don't remember, there's that meme that goes around, it basically says something like, you know, God grows us until we're just right, and then some of us, he stops earlier, like Jen, you know, Jen and my mom, God's like, oh, they're perfect right here. Kelly, she's got to keep going for a while. And my father's 6'2", though, so my sisters and I, we're around 5'5", 5'6", so my mom probably couldn't carry us, but she'd sure drag us, you know? She'd sure drag us, so. Yeah, moms are incredible. But I want to also mention today spiritual mothers. You know, motherhood is not just about biological maternity. And this message is for you, even if you don't have natural children. You still have purpose in the kingdom. You still have value, and God has a call on your life. And honestly, God has a call on your life for motherhood. Because this world needs women who will step up and say, I'm called to be a mother. I will love you. I will show you the love of the Father. And what's different with spiritual mothers is you don't have to do that. You know what I mean? If you're a mom, you're kind of expected to love your kids, you know? But a spiritual mother doesn't have to do that. That's a choice that you make. And I want to encourage you today, that's a choice that, ladies, we are all called to make. No matter how young you are, no matter how old you are, God has called you to be a mother. And guys, God has called you to be a father too. This world needs to see people. They're desperately seeking and yearning for mothers. Because not everyone had a good mother, you know? Not everyone did. But God can still meet that need. He can use you to meet that need. He longs to use you. They just need people who will listen to and love them and show them the Father's heart. So when I talk about mothers today, I'm talking about you as well. And I want you to know that. So I was asking myself when I was preparing for this, who's the ultimate mother? And of course, I was thinking about Mary, the mother of Jesus. She was pretty amazing, I think we can say. I mean, how do you get chosen of all the women in history, the history of womankind, to carry and birth Jesus? I mean, that's huge. Imagine the responsibility of that. I mean, women get scared to carry just a 7-pound baby, and it is a scary thing, but to carry Jesus? I can only imagine what she must have been thinking. And I just want to take a moment, what can we learn from Mary? What kind of heart does she have to be a God carrier? To birth God to our generation, we need to look and see what Mary did. What kind of heart she had. Because we need people in this generation that says God has a purpose and a destiny for your life. God is looking for those who will say, yes, God, use me. Use me, Father. We are all called to carry Christ. It doesn't matter your gender. I want to be clear about that. We're talking about mothers today, and it is for mothers. But this is, guys, it doesn't let you off the hook. You know what I'm saying? So I want to turn to Luke 1, verse 26. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one! The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. You know, sometimes I think we take these stories that we hear, you know, and they become almost like, oh yeah, it's so sweet. But can you imagine what that was like? I don't think I can. An angel of the Lord shows up to you and says, you know, I want you to carry Jesus. You're gonna carry Jesus. And the angel says to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible. Then Mary said, Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. I can only imagine what Mary was thinking. You know, what is my family going to think? What is the town going to think? What is Joseph going to think? You know, Joseph knew what they did and didn't do, and I can only imagine all the things that were going through her mind. Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. You see, God sent an angel to an ordinary girl who had an extraordinary response. And God is looking for people who are not always the most gifted, the most talented, the most eloquent. He is looking for those who say, Yes, Lord. Yes, God, I'm here, I'm available. Use me, Lord. And honestly, I look at my own life and I'm like, Yeah, God, use me. I'm not the most talented, I'm not the most gifted, I'm not the most eloquent, but that's okay. That's okay. When you yield your life to God and you make room for him, he's going to fill you. He's going to give you power. When you step out, he's going to anoint you. You know, this is not just something we do in our own strength. If it is, it's a failure. And honestly, you know, I've been doing some ministry stuff for a while now, and I look at it and I'm like, it's so good when God is doing it with you, when you're holding his presence and you're stepping into what he's called you to. The anointing comes, and it makes it so much easier. He's going to be there with you when you step out into what he's called you to. Don't ever forget that. Because when a woman, when she has a child, and she carries that child, she has to grow. And God's going to want us to grow. We're going to expand with him. He did not call us to a stagnant life. There's nowhere in the scripture where the Christian life is supposed to be boring. In fact, it's the opposite. Greater things than Jesus did are we called to do. Now, I don't know about you, but that takes my breath sometimes. I'm like, God, what does that look like in my life? How do I carry you, Father? He's got something powerful for you. He's looking for people who will say no to fear and yes to God. No to fear and yes to God. When the fear comes, let your yes be louder. And sometimes there's a history. There's a history. How many of you can look back 10 years ago and look at the things that you were scared to do or the things that God called you to, and maybe you stepped out and you're like, you look back at that and you're like, God, I didn't even realize that you would do that. And now 10 years later, it's like, okay, you know, I expect God to do this. I expect him to move in this. I've seen him. I have a history. He's proven himself time and again. And he's going to continue to do that. Then the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. I believe the greatest hindrance to us reaching our full potential is fear. The thing that will stop us from stepping out of our comfort zone is fear. And God wants to break that today. God wants to break that in some people today. He said in 2 Corinthians 12:9, And he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness. In my weakness, he is made strong. You know, I was thinking about how many years ago my dad came to me and he's like, Kelly, I want you to consider singing with the worship team. And I was like, oh God, no. Dear Jesus, just let him ask someone else. You know, God, let someone else do it. And I'm like, maybe he'll forget. You know? He didn't. And I did it, and I was so scared at first, you know, I was just like, oh, Lord, I think I sang really quietly, and, you know, it was hard for me at first, but I chose to do it afraid, and that's one of the things I'm going to say to you, do it afraid. You know, I did that partially because I love my dad, but I also did it because I knew the Lord was calling me to step out and do something like that. I knew God wanted me to, so I said, you know what, I refuse to let fear be my master. It's not going to dictate to me what I do. I'm going to do it afraid. And it got easier. And it got easier. And now I just kind of like, you know what, God, I'm not even going to think about this. I'm just going to worship you because you're worthy, you know? And let me tell you, you may mess up. It's okay. I remember one Sunday, and David will remember this, that I was singing and I lost my place, and I just started making up words. I mean, it was bad. And I looked up, and David's like furiously going through the slides, trying to find a place for me to sing, and I'm just like, you know, just making it up. And I'm like, I just kind of laughed, and I was like, you know what, it's okay. It's okay. It's not the end of the world at all. And then I remember, and this will probably sound like minor to a lot of you, but I remember, I think it was Harold and David, they asked me to start doing, you know, announcements and doing some ministry, and I was just like, oh God, can't I just hide in the back? Do I have to do this? And I did. You know, I was like, okay, God, I'm going to be obedient to you. I'm going to step out of my comfort zone and do what you've called me to. And I'm going to tell you it gets easier. It gets easier. You know, there are still times where things try to rise up, and I'm like, I feel more comfortable back there. But I'm not going to let fear be my master, you know? And when things come, when lies come, or when fear tries to overtake you, that's a moment to step in and say no. You know, you capture that thought. You take it captive. And you just put it under the blood of Jesus. You know, there are times when I've just declared words, the verses over fear over my life. And there are not, you know, there are some things that are strengths for me that maybe other people, they don't, that's a weakness for them. I'm not scared in everything, but there's certain things that I've needed God to overcome. You know, there are some people, they get up here and they love this. They're like, yeah, this charges me, this is good. But it wasn't that way with me. But yet I couldn't deny what the Lord had said to me. So I chose to move forward. And I think about Moses, because Moses kind of makes me laugh. You know, if I think it was in Exodus 3 and 4, where the burning bush came to him, and it was God. And Moses had, I don't even know how many questions and excuses for God. And I'm pretty sure God wasn't like, oh, wait a minute. Oh, I didn't know you weren't eloquent, Moses. I didn't realize that. I guess I'm going to have to find someone else to lead my people out of Egypt. You know, that wasn't the way it was. He said, I called you. He's not always looking for the most eloquent or gifted. God wants to use us where we are. Don't wait. Don't wait until you do this better, you do that better. God has called you now. He has a purpose for you now. We cannot allow a disempowered devil to have free reign in our lives. You have got to stand up. We have got to stand up and say, no, not today, not on my watch. God's calling me to something. His word is a good word, and I'm going to step into it. I'm going to step into it. And I said it before, if you're scared, do it afraid. It's okay. It is okay. It's okay to be nervous. It's okay to be a little uncomfortable. God is going to be there with you. He's going to empower you. And if this is something that, you know, you struggle with greatly in your life, whatever God has called you to, with stepping into that, get ministry. You know, we have different ministries here that are equipped to help you, and there's nothing wrong with seeking that. In fact, that's wisdom, because you don't want to be held back. So if there's something that you're struggling with, get ministry with that. And God does sometimes do things instantaneously, but sometimes it's a process. And he is faithful, whichever one it is. Isaiah 41:10 says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. I had to come to the place, and we all have to come to the place where we realize that our limitations are not greater than his ability to do exceedingly and abundantly far above all we could ever ask or think. That is the kind of God we serve. Grab hold of that. And honestly, I'm going to encourage you, you know, write it out. When God tells you something like that, when God, you know, puts a verse in your heart, write it out. I have a friend who, she told me about these daydreams she had. And she said she'd be driving down the street, or this is what the picture in her head, and she'd come upon an accident, and someone would be dead. And she would get out, and she'd pray for them, and God would raise them from the dead. And when she said that, I'm like, that is not a daydream, that is a God dream. And I think there's people here that God is giving you God dreams that you just kind of discount You know, maybe not. Maybe I'm not supposed to do that. But God has people that he's birthed dreams in you that it's easy to discount because maybe it seems so big or it seems big to you, but they're from God. So you need to write that down and you need to pray into it. And I'm going to encourage you to share it with someone. Share it with someone. Accountability is a good thing. It really is. You know, I'm not saying you need to be accountable to everyone, but God will place people in your life that you're supposed to share stuff with, and they need to have the freedom to speak into your life. I've had people, you know, actually spiritual mothers, I would say, that have done that in my life. That there were times when I'm like, you know, I don't really want to do this, you know, even a few years ago. And they said, Kelly, it doesn't matter. You're called to it. You need to step into it. It's not really about what you feel, and honestly, that's true. It's so true. It's not just about my own thoughts, you know. It's about what God says. I don't need to pay attention to that. I need to heed what the Lord says. Amen? So I want to tell you, God is looking for women today who will step into the destiny he has called you to. You know, some of you, it could be social justice issues. Maybe God has put a heart, giving you a heart for human trafficking or things of that nature. Or maybe some of you, you want to see healing come to soldiers who suffered with PTSD. But I don't for a minute want to discount the seemingly small, simple things that God is wanting to use you in. I hesitated to use this word in first service. I want to say it again. Sometimes I think we glamorize certain ministry things that people do or really godly things, and those are good things. It is good to do those things, but it is often in the simple things, the faithful things that you do, that God is glorified. Do not discount that. When you are holding someone and they're pouring their heart and their tears out to you, God is glorified in that. You are showing the Father's love and his affection in that moment. You don't always realize the change it does for eternity, the eternal consequence of that. When you are wiping your children's mess up, when you're wiping their nose, when you're fixing dinner, when you're putting a gentle hand on a fevered and furrowed brow, you're ministering the love of God in those moments. Don't discount the small things. I think sometimes we get so busy with life, often with the good things of life, that we miss what God is saying. We're so busy that we can't stop and pray for that person, or we can't do this. But God is often moving in those seemingly small things. Those are powerful moments to grab hold of. Don't get so busy doing the good stuff that we miss that. Ladies, you are called to motherhood right now. It doesn't matter how young you are, how old you are. You were called to motherhood. God is looking for people. He hasn't put people in your path. The people who are unhappy, they feel unloved. They feel weak, they feel helpless. And you have the word for them. You have God's heart for them. And he wants to use you. He wants to use you today. Do not let fear hold you back. It's time that fear is broken. The world is crying out for mothers and fathers, and who better to carry the heart of God than his children? Who better than you and I? Because if you are a Christ follower, you are to be a Christ carrier. So I want to encourage you even this week, say, God, what does that look like for me? Maybe it is to start a ministry, but maybe it's to love your neighbor. Honestly, sometimes that can be scary, you know, to go talk to that neighbor who's a little different or whatever, you know? To give a word to someone at the grocery store, to pray for someone who's hurting. Where does God want you to carry him today? He is a good God. He is a good Father. And he is looking for us to say, yes, Lord. No to fear and yes to God. Amen? I want to ask the HSSM, the Harvest Supernatural School of Ministry, I've asked some of the leaders to come up this morning, and they are going to share some encouraging words for you guys. So can you welcome them? One of our own mothers, Rachel.
Thank you.
Love you.
Love you. Actually, I think it was Helen Voorhees was one of the ladies that I had a word for. I don't think she's here, though. No.
I'll give it to her later.
Okay. All right, and the other one is?
Got it.
Is going to be for the lady in red right here. I don't know your name. Yes, you. What is it?
Raiden.
Okay. Okay. Cooperate with me, iPad. Okay. I heard Deuteronomy 28:11, and it's, you know, were you going to wear purple today? That's so good. Okay. Because you told me this morning is going to be for a lady in purple. And I was like sitting there and I was looking for everybody in purple. And he's like, no, it's for her. And I was like, she's wearing red. Like he doesn't know. But he did ask me to ask you if you were going to wear purple. That's cool. Thank you, Lord. He's so good. Isn't he? Just like, thank you. So here we go, 28:11. And the Lord will grant you plenty of goods in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, and in the produce of your ground, in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give to you. Now, I asked him, he's like, I'm like, they probably won't have livestock, God. And he's like, he's going to increase you in everything, and everything that you own, in your finances, and everything. He wanted you to know that he's going to increase everything in your life.
Thank you, Rachel.
So I asked the Lord, and I had one for first service. I was like, Lord, who am I going to? And the Lord told me to come over and give you a word, Beth. I felt like the Lord said that this is a season of transition for you. You're graduating your baby this in a couple weeks, and I felt like the Lord said that this is a season of transition, and you've been asking him, God, what do you want me to do now? And I felt like I had nothing. I'm telling you, I had nothing until about 45 seconds ago. And I was like, Lord, okay, you're going to have to come through. But I felt like God said that you're graduating your physical children, and now God's going to start birthing spiritual children for you. And I don't know if this has been a passion for you, but I saw you working with unwed mothers. I saw you just becoming a mother to mothers. And really pouring the love that Jesus has put in you into them, and saying, yes, you've made these decisions and this is what your life is now, but there's hope. There's hope, and the reason I know there's hope is because there's hope inside of me. And I feel you're such a hope giver. You're such a well of hope. If I could say anything about you, you're always always encouraging. There's never a down day. There's just hope flowing out of you all the time. And I just see the Lord using you to just bring hope to unwed mothers and to anybody, any other spiritual daughters and sons that he brings to you. So Lord, I just bless Beth in this new season. Father, I thank you that with the new season comes new rules, and with new rules comes new grace, God. Father, I thank you for new grace right now, Lord. I thank you for new grace, Lord. And Father, I thank you for new favor on our life, Lord. I thank you for opening the doors that need to be opened, God, and the paths that she's supposed to walk being made clear, Father. Father, I thank you for all of the mountains being brought low and all the valleys being raised, Lord, and all the crooked places being made straight for a highway for her to walk in, Lord. Father, I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
And Beth, I love you. I saw like this picture of a small fire, and that fire is not necessarily just a picture of your passion for God, because you're passionate about God, and I know that, but I just saw the Holy Spirit beginning to blow on it, and I just saw it like taking off, and I just see God just lighting that fire in you. And it's not just a fire just for you, and I think you know that. It's a fire for others, and God is going to powerfully use you to even ignite others. And I just heard, this girl is on fire.
This is for Jen. You know, I saw your hair this morning. Of course, I love your hair, but it's got this magenta looking color. But the Lord wants you to know that you being a mother, and you sometimes I feel like you don't know where you're supposed to step or how you're supposed to step into your daughter's life or how deep or how shallow you're supposed to be. But the Lord says that he's bringing everything into alignment to where you can be more a part of her life and whoever she's with. And he's going to teach you and show you how to step into her life and not feel like it's pressure, but it's actually welcoming and she's asking for it. So I just bless you with knowing where to step and how to step and following the Holy Spirit's path on how to walk into her life and she know that she is loved no matter what she does or what she doesn't do, but that you love her because she's yours.
Okay, she asked me to get another word for someone, so, and immediately I, God highlighted the young lady sitting beside Pastor Mike and Kathy. I can't read this with these glasses on, I'm sorry, I'm just going back and forth. But I looked down, and this verse was the first verse that I saw. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. And I just saw him scattering people. They were just going away, and he wants you to know that he has your back. And he's protecting you, and he's shielding you, and he has you completely covered to not worry about any of that.
Oh. Bless the Lord. Grace, all I heard was, I just heard your name over and over. Grace, grace, grace. Grace, grace, grace. And not just because it's your name, but the Bible says, speak to the mountain, grace, grace, grace. And watch it be removed. And I felt like the Lord would say to you today that you're a woman of great faith. And you look at mountains in people's lives and you don't pay attention to the mountain. All you do is speak grace. And you're not worried about the mess that's in people's lives. All you see is Jesus, and you just speak grace. And you just love people. And I felt like the Lord's opening doors for you of greater influence, and not just in this house, but in other houses. Where people just bring you in and you just begin to declare the grace of the Lord over them. And you're brought in to deal with really difficult cases, because you're not intimidated by people's junk. You're not intimidated by the mess that people have made of their lives. You can just see it and you can just speak grace to it. You can just speak healing and restoration and healing to it. Mm-hmm. And Lord, I just bless my sister with it. Father, I thank you, Lord, that even though she is small in stature, she is mighty in spirit. Father, I thank you for that. I thank you for the grace, the power, and the anointing on her life, Father. I thank you, Jesus, that you have anointed her and you have created her for this moment in time. Father, that she was not birthed in the wrong time. Lord, you put her in this generation for such a time as this. And Holy Spirit, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, that when you come upon someone, just like you came upon Mary, you impregnate us with the impossible, God. So, Lord, I thank you for that. I thank you for empowering her to do the impossible. What she thinks is impossible, all things with you are possible, Lord. And I call that out in her, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Isn't the Lord good? If you got a word this morning and you want to get a copy of that, that will be on the church website within probably a couple days. So check it out there. You can download it and listen to that and pray into it. Thank you, Father. Okay, if you are a mother, natural or spiritual, I'm going to ask you to stand up this morning. Can we just appreciate them? Thank you, Lord. Okay, stay standing. Stay standing. If you're around one of these ladies, I want to ask you to go ahead and lay hands on them. We're going to pray the favor of God, the blessing of the Lord on them. Yes, Lord. So if you see someone standing and they don't have anyone with their hands on them, get up, go to them. We've got a couple of ladies up here. Dave, can you turn that back on, please? Thank you. You're good. Thank you, Father. So let's just go ahead and pray. I'm not going to tell you what to pray, but pray for a favor. Pray for blessing. Thank you, Father. Thank you for what you're doing, God, and these ladies, Lord. We just declare favor over them, God. Greater measures of your blessing. Lord, that they would run and not grow weary. They would walk and not faint, God. That they are fearless women. Declaring your goodness to a generation. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Bless them, Jesus. Supernatural encounters with you, Father. Fearless God carriers. Yes, Lord, and a fresh filling, God. Fill them up anew, God. Fill them up again, Lord. To overflowing, God. Thank you for hope this morning, God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Sometimes when I lean in to listen to what the Lord is saying, I hear it in the voice of a lullaby.
Amen.
It's like in Zephyr.
Amen. Ladies, we love you. We are blessed to have you in this house. May God bless you today and all throughout the week. May you all be carriers of God. I love you. Be blessed. Have a good day. Amen.